A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector, the other one, stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be most merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel, the good news of the Lord. God, grant us the gifts and inspiration to move out of our self-righteousness into our righteousness or right relationship with you. Today's gospel, today's readings, invite us to remember the giftedness and sacredness of being authentic and in authentic relationship with God. In other words, how can we avoid being disingenuous? Today's gospel is a story of a Pharisee and a tax collector who go off to pray at the temple. On the surface, it seems like, what is really wrong with this Pharisee's prayer? Good man who does more than religious obligation requires, observing the evils of the world around him, giving thanks to God that he's not a part of that, a very good one. Someone who does more than God asks for and lives in an upright way. His prayer seems to be okay on the surface. But what is the problem? We also cannot avoid the reality of the coincidence of the second reading, a beautiful, powerful letter of St. Paul to Timothy. A beautiful statement. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day. It's hard not to look past that there might be some confusion in these readings. Perhaps those are the signs of being a good, self-righteous, upwardly mobile person. But I invite you to consider something that my dad always taught us in his profession. For years, a seller of houses and townhomes in the Chicago area. He always reminded people, his customers and some others who joined in the investments of those buildings, location, location, location. There are trappings in reading the scriptures, and one of those big ways that we can be caught up and trapped and tempted to believe what we want to believe in the scriptures or read into the scriptures our own way is the location. Where is where God is speaking to us? In fact, we are invited this gospel and this Sunday of scriptures to be welcome to remember always that God always calls us from exactly where we are into relationship with God. That, in so many words, is an understanding of the meaning and a bit more appreciation of the word righteousness. We too often on the surface consider the word to be a bit of egotistical, a bit selfish on the inside, to be in righteousness. but in fact, the word has meaning of great depth and profound calling. It is, are we in right relationship with God? That is what it means to be in righteousness. You see, the letter of St. Paul to Timothy in the second reading is on, perhaps on the surface, without knowing where Paul was writing, could look at and appear to be someone who is self-righteous, who wants to remember that he's made it and he deserves heaven. But we're forgetful. Paul's letter was a letter of inspiration, of motivation, of remembering the courageous work of Timothy, who was imprisoned, who was reading the letter from jail, from a cell, from someone who is facing, that he may be facing even his own death. One who was persecuted and incarcerated simply for professing the gospel. That is why Paul wrote to him in those ways and with those inspired words, reminding him that keep up the good fight. Reminding him, don't give up. That God has truly anointed him to maintain his faith and his righteousness, his right relationship with God overall, even in facing death. Even because of his faith, he might die. That is the spirit of the gospel story. That is the spirit of the criticism of Jesus in speaking out in this parable of setting apart the Pharisee story of a person who says, in his own words, I am glad that I am not like this tax collector. And continues to speak in his prayer out of self-righteousness. I deserve better. What kind of a prayer is it that you begin with the words, I thank you, God, that I am not like the rest of humanity, full of self-righteousness. While this tax collector clearly was recognizing in the depths of his heart where he needed to be back in righteousness or in right relationship, and he has erred. Beating his breast and praying in honesty that he in some ways has failed to recognize the need to be in righteous relationships, right from his own story and his own experience. I will never forget the story of working on the near west side of Chicago and visiting with Tony one day, a young man, age 22, who came knocking at my door on a Saturday morning, and usually they were the only times that we could escape the movement, the constant movement of people in great and often desperate needs throughout the week in the Pilsen experience, in an immigrant neighborhood full of conflict and difficulties of life. Tony knocked on the door at 10:30 on a Saturday morning, asking to have a conversation with me. In his arms was his young son, who was 1 year old that week, and he wanted to talk. He looked at like he had desperation in his eyes. You see, I have known and had known Tony for many years. He grew up right in the neighborhood. His parents lived six blocks, and he lived with his parents, but he had been constantly fighting and escaping. From even the beginning of junior high, of sixth and seventh grade in grammar school, Tony had been living the life of the streets, running away from home, gangbanging, living a life of drugs, trying to run away from his own hurts, anger, despair, anxiety, conflict, a family torn apart, and lived on the streets, belonged to a gang, sought violence as a way to cure his own broken heart, his own anger inside. And this day, after having not spoken to Tony for over a year, in being greatly concerned with his safety and his health. Running on the streets, Tony sought me. And we had one of those profound conversations. Tony spoke of regret. He began the conversation with tears in his eyes. He told me that he had let his family down in his whole life. He had never lived up to their promises or their hopes or their dreams. He felt that he was running away. He opened up his heart to me. He needed someone to listen. He had his own child in his arms, and he was shaking with sadness and tremendous full of grief. In talking about and quite honestly saying and admitting that he had committed horrible things, that he had harmed people, that he had even attempted to kill people, and he poured his heart out right to me over the table in a conversation he sought. At the end of the conversation, Tony said the one thing that he could accomplish in his life was being able to bring his child and to experience bringing his child into the world, even with his estrangement and his own relationship with his girlfriend. You see, he was visiting his child of 1.5 years old, and his girlfriend knew well that he had lived his life in danger and the relationship was in peril. But Tony sat there and recognized that he felt it was one accomplishment that he had made in his life, that he was able to bear a son. And albeit an imperfect father, to have the ability to care for that child, to be able to hold that child in his arms. And he felt that was his one relief. 2 weeks later, the police called his parents and told them the bad news. Tony had been gunned down in an act of violence, killed by a rival gang member, or so we think. I share that story of Tony because I remember what I will always never forget of what an authentic experience of prayer is truly about. Tony didn't have all the words to say, I want to go to confession. Tony just wanted to talk to someone. But in that conversation, I felt it to be a time of healing, a time of authenticity, something that I will always cherish. Yes, his life had been full of much sadness and a reason for much anger, frustration, and despair. But that day, I recognized what it meant to truly pour out your heart authentically. That is the meaning of today's gospel. That is what Jesus challenged the Pharisee to believe in that day of prayer at the temple. This week, let us remember the ways in which, despite some of the extremities of the story of Tony, remind us that we are invited constantly by God to live righteously. To remember that we are so tempted each and every day. So many of us often believe that we do the right thing, that we go to Mass every Sunday, that we offer an offering in the offering plate, but that is not the goal of the Christian journey. The goal is to live it. And to live it authentically, right where we are, right in our own location, as my father taught me as a builder and a seller of homes. Let us live that spirit of remembering what it means to move aside our temptation to live self-righteously and to point fingers quite easily, and to remember the gift and blessings of being in righteousness, of being in right relationship with God. I always pray for Tony that I may honestly and more authentically live the example that he gave me that Saturday morning at the parish office.